Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
11:50, time to talk a little Timberwolves. Who owns the Timberwolves is up for debate. Chris Hine writes for the Star Tribune, covers all things Timberwolves, and does a phenomenal job. This week, they started the arbitration, which was supposed to be speedy. Chris, where are we at this point? What do you know of the hearings, and kind of where are they in this timeline of figuring it out?
Yeah, so they had arbitration hearings all week downtown in Minneapolis. So it just wrapped up on Friday, and now we wait for, I think, a minimum a couple weeks here before a decision comes down. There's a three-panel arbitration process here. Each side picked one of the judges or former judges. And basically, from what I understand, is the neutral arbitrator is the one that's going to ultimately make the decision here, or is kind of the swing vote in what happens in this process. So now we just wait and see. Each side has made their cases. They've made their cases in the court of public opinion as well. And yeah, we should have a resolution in coming weeks here.
I'm curious, because to me this seemed, even at the time, seemed like it was an open and shut case. It's Glenn Taylor's option, and they have to. Mark Lowry and A-Rod had a series of benchmarks that they had to hit. If they didn't, then he had the right to pull out. What I don't understand here is either they hit the benchmark or they didn't, right? I mean, they got the payment in time or they didn't. If that's not the only issue, what else is the issue here that is causing kind of this question of ownership?
So, Lori and A-Rod would say that's wrong.
Okay.
What they would contend is they had an additional window of time that, because the sale was pending league approval, it gave them another, I forget what the time limit was. Mm-hmm. I want to say 30-day window or 90-day window.
I think it was an additional 90.
Remember. Yes. So they would say that they were entitled to an additional 90-day window to complete everything because the sale was pending NBA approval. Now, that's where the sticking point is in this. Who's right and who's wrong? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we don't know, and that's what the arbitration panel has to decide. But that would be their counter-argument to what you just said would be Glenn Taylor's argument. So that's kind of where the sticking point of this all is. And who is right, who is wrong, we'll find out in a few weeks here.
And because this is an arbitration, correct, that whatever the panel comes out with, they are bound to stick to. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Our Jeff Day at the Star Tribune kind of did I'd recommend if people want to read up on it.
Yeah.
He did a great primer of this when it started earlier in the week. And basically, it leaves almost no recourse for an appeal. Mm-hmm. So whatever happens here is going to be what happens going forward.
What's better for this franchise? Is it a Mark Lowry, A-Rod run franchise, or is it a Glenn Taylor run franchise in your mind?
As the beat reporter, I don't know that I could necessarily say.
okay.
That is for the fan base to decide.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it will take the team in different directions. I think, for instance, Glenn Taylor is satisfied with having Target Center as the arena, whereas Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez would want to find a place to build a new arena. So right there, there's one, divergent vision of the franchise. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer Target Center, or do you want to see a new arena? I do think both sides are committed, in terms of the team right now and how competitive it is. I think that they are both committed to seeing this through, to paying, necessary luxury taxes, to keep the team competitive in the immediate term here. I don't get the sense that one ownership group or the other is going to mean that the budget is suddenly going to shrink. Both seem very committed to providing the necessary resources to keep this team competitive.
The team itself is off to a 6-3 start. Nice start to the season. And I know, I get it. These guys could care less who the ownership is. You know, it's just basically who's signing the checks. But how has this, if any, had any effect on the team in the early going?
Yeah, I don't think it has any effect. I really don't. You know, we asked about this last year when everything was a little more controversial as the news was breaking. And, you know, I thought Chris Finch put it well when we asked him kind of in March of last year. He's like, it really doesn't affect us down at troop level. You know, like the players' daily preparation, what they do in practice, you know, their work with the assistant coaches, all that stuff. That's not affected by the ownership situation. I think that's more a larger question for, you know, the fan base as a whole, obviously, for the front office, you know, who's got to interact with ownership on a daily basis, you know, who are they working with? I think those are more pressing issues for those groups of people. But for the players themselves, I don't think their routines or their you know, work ethics or anything like that is affected by this.
Chris Hine from the Star Tribune joining us. Real quick, Chris, with Anthony Edwards dropped 37 points the other night. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Is now that Carl Anthony Towns has been traded out, and maybe this was done before, maybe this kind of set in motion before this, but is this Anthony Edwards' team now? I mean, is he the undisputed leader of this team?
Yeah, he is, and it's kind of been a gradual process over the last couple of years here. And, you know, I think the one thing that's really emerged for him over the last two seasons here is he has found his voice more as a leader. And, you know, he's being a little more vocal, you know, holding his teammates accountable, but he still does it in a positive, kind of energetic way that is more uplifting than it is dragging people down. Kind of the way that his teammates put it is, you know, for every one time he may say something critical or, you know, to you or offer that kind of advice, there's 9 times that he's uplifting and positive. That's kind of the way he leads, right? So I think that's been a change that they've noticed over the last year and a half, that he's really coming into his own more as a vocal leader, which wasn't the case when you're 19, 20,
right?
20 years old, even though you are one of the best players on the team. That's a little longer process to play out.
That's for sure. Chris, thanks as always for your time. We're up against our out, but appreciate the insight. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Chris Hine from the Star Tribune. Hey, maybe the next time we'll talk to him, we'll actually know who owns the Timberwolves team. By the way, Timberwolves, I believe, back in action today as well.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.